Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And as usual, it's a Friday night and it's Valentine's Day. And tonight, rather than go with our 1 hour, we have a 2 hour presentation of romance and love and kisses and flowers and candy and everything you could think of. But it's Happy Valentine's Day. It is a Friday. And actually, we don't have any snow today. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you'd like to email me, you can at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or use my business email at DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. And that's also where you can order my book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, and that is a dynamic book that I wrote, I guess, when I was in love. I guess it was a good thing. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and today is Valentine's Day. And believe you me, this has been a great day for me. A little painful, but otherwise than that, it's been a great day. We've got some great music for you. We've got some Charlie Wilson. We've got some old school Luther Vandross, some Angela Beaufield, and even some artists from Korea. Because you know I always play good music, and it doesn't matter where it's from. But that's what you're listening to tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like to call, if you can get in during the music breaks, the number is 347-633-9376. And as I said, this is the one and only Don S. McClure. Now, we always send some shout-outs, and of course, we have to do that because I've got over 10,000 listeners, and it's really growing. Actually, we're up to 10,900 and something. My producer just flashed me a note, and they always say, get the numbers right. But we're actually up to 10,900 something people, so that's pretty good. But I want to send a happy Valentine's to everyone who listens to my show and to all the beautiful females who are well worth that wish on this special day because you're special. And some people have been asking me about my maid. I talk about her from time to time, and I fired her during Christmas time, actually during the winter because she wouldn't go out and shovel some snow. And actually, I didn't fire her. She quit. But she came back. And to show you how nice of a maid she is, and I'm glad I told everybody, Mr., her name is Lupe. And today, she sent me a nice card and invited me to Outback to eat at the restaurant. She had everything prepared. And when she came through the door, everybody was shocked because she had on this beautiful short red dress and had a card. She said, I love you, Mr. McClure. You're the greatest boss in the world. Happy Valentine. So for all you wanted to know how my maid is doing, I hired her back, and she's doing great. We're going to get started on our show tonight because we got a lot of great music to play. And again, I want to say happy Valentine's to all the special ladies out there. Now, you know when Valentine's started, it was a guy looking at a girl, and his eyes all rolled around in his head, and he fell all in love. And I guess that was the way to start my show for tonight. So we're going to start off a track with When I First Saw You. And I guess when the song was written, this guy just saw her and said, ooh, oh, my God, She's just so darn beautiful. Well, the song came from Dreamgirls, and I thought it would be appropriate to pull it out of my music library and start our show off tonight. So we're going to do a couple of tracks. We're going to do my boy Charlie Wilson, but first we're going to do When I First Saw You, and believe you me, when I first saw my maid, I had to hire her. She's just absolutely beautiful. But anyway, let's get the show started, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day. Stay tuned because you're going to hear some great music.
When I first saw you, I said, oh my, I said, oh my, that's a dream, that's my dream. I needed a dream when it all seemed to go bad. Then I found you, and I have had the most beautiful dreams any man's ever had. When I first saw you, I said, oh my, oh my, that's my dream, that's my dream. I needed a dream to make me strong. You were the only reason I had to go on. You were my dream, all the things I never knew. You were my dream, who could believe they could ever come true? And who would saw you, I said, oh my, oh my, that's my dream. Wow,
now you can't tell me that wasn't a heck of a way to start my show. I mean, can you imagine your husband or boyfriend looking at you at dinner saying, oh my, oh my, oh, I hope you don't sing bad as I do. But anyway, that was when I first saw you. And let me tell you something. Remember when you went to school and somebody wrote you a note? Well, I guess you're not that old. But anyway, we used to get these notes like, I like you, do you like me, put yes or no in the box. Well, actually, I got a lot of yeses because I did like a lot of girls when I was going to school. But anyway, I see my producer said, Dad, would you just play the music? I said, okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that was, oh my. We're going to get into our music tracks. If you want to call me, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my number to call. And to my East Coast friends, happy Valentine's Day to the West Coast. And, of course, to my friends in Arizona and now in Arkansas. I have some great new fans in Arkansas. So, hey, I picked out some great music from my library and songs that I may even try to sing with. But this is my boy, Charlie Wilson. Now, again, I want you guys to go out, and if you haven't got your flowers, get them already in your cards and get your young lady in the car or in the apartment or in the house and just sing to her. And maybe you even want to sing this song by Charlie Wilson because, again, this is like you got to let her know how much you care about her because it's Happy Valentine's Day. But this is my boy here, Charlie Wilson. And, of course, Boys to Men.
Time I felt it wouldn't last, and maybe how I felt I didn't show. Sometimes I took you for granted and thought that you would understand it, but through it all we managed to make it through tough times.
can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies,
more than you
fall in love all over again. In the morning when you're leaving, I start to miss my best friend. You're my better half like a twin. You complete my words when I begin. We don't have to be validated, but love will always make it. No, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are, all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies, more than you
I can't say, oh, that's my boy Charlie Wilson. Now, you know why I picked that? Because he's saying more than you'll ever know. And that's some deep, deep, that's some real deep love. I mean, that's deeper than the oceans. I mean, can you imagine that kind of love? But anyway, I hope you're enjoying your day. I know I am. And actually, I told a friend of mine I had to go to the emergency room because Cupid had shot me in the derriere. I won't say the butt, but... And actually, that wasn't true. I was just joking. But I did actually sit on a thumbtack, and it was red. For the holiday, I guess. But no, I didn't go to the emergency room. But you're enjoying the Don S. McClure Show. And again, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And we are going to talk about romance and how romance is such a big thing. When I wrote the book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs, and you can get that great book on my website. I created a couple that was truly in love. I mean, they met at a gas station, actually. He got out of his car, and he saw this beautiful young woman coming toward her car, and they just made goo-goo eyes at each other, and they fell in love. Then they got married in that book. So they had a child, and then I wrote another book for them where they went on vacation. So I'm always talking about love and romance and picket fences and flowers and just trying to make people understand that love's still out there, that it's really real and you can really have it. But you just got to have an open mind and an open heart and actually forget about your past, whatever happened, and just find somebody that you really, really want to get into and just go for it. And even if it only lasts for 10 years or 2 years or 6 months, hey, just enjoy what you have because you know what? Life is short. But tonight is romance night, so if you can find you a guy that's looking into your eyes across the dinner table or whatever, hey, just take your little lips together, pucker them up, and just throw them a kiss. And I saw so many women today with red on. I didn't think I would, but they actually did. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to do my main man. We're going to play some of him. But at first, we got to play this PSA to talk about light bulbs.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And this is the Donis McClure Show, and I have a caller on the line. Hey, and let me ask you a question. Do you have a light bulb? Because my light bulb just went out. And hello, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you very clearly. I need some light bulbs. Oh. I can hear you.
Yes, I have light bulbs. How many?
And who is this calling?
This is Des Moines, Iowa calling.
Oh, well, hello, Des Moines, Iowa. I'm glad you got some light bulbs. And I hope it's not cold up there, but we're enjoying my show. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you. It's snowing, and I can't get your show on my computer, so I thought I'd call in.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, if you just hang on in there on the line, you can hear the whole show. I don't know if you got 3 hours or 2 hours worth of minutes, but try it anyway. It's a good show.
Okay. Enjoy your show. You always are great. Looking forward to the messages coming today.
Okay. Well, thank you, and enjoy your evening. And as I said, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, and I'll stay plugged in.
Okay,
until
bye-bye.
I get my computer to pull you up. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have that caller on the phone from Iowa, and the calls come in from everywhere. I've even got people in Africa and China listening to my shows, and that's good. And again, make sure you check your light bulbs, and you need to check on getting some lumens. They actually do save you energy. But again, this is our romance show. So we're not going to talk much about romance, but we are going to talk much about my books, Romantic Images of You, because that's a great book, and it has poetry in there, and I mean, it is just really a book that I put a lot into. And because people have asked me, Don, do you know a whole lot about romance? And I say, yes, I do. I'm the romance king. I could write 10 books on romance. They said, okay, well, we may not take your advice, but at least we'll read your book. But actually, the books are pretty good. So I hope you're enjoying your evening on a Friday night, and I'm always glad to have over 10,000 listeners listening to my show. You know, last week we didn't get a chance to play some of the people that I wanted to. And this week I am going to play my girl, Angie Beaufield, because she's got a song that I think you ladies really need to hear. Now I'm trying to get you ladies to think bigger and better and say, you know what, just tell the guys what you feel. And if you've got a guy that's worth his salt, maybe you should sing this song to him. I'll stand by your side or something like that. I think that's the song that we're going to play. I have to look at my record chart, and it's actually not records, it's CD charts. Man. But Angie Beaufield. And if you got anybody close, grab them right now, get real close and snuggle up and nibble on their ear, and just sing this in the ear. And I promise you, if you sing this to your man in his ear, he ain't going nowhere. And I did use the word ain't.
Oh,
Wow, now that was deep. That was truly a deep song, I'm on your side. I just got an email that just came in from Denver, Colorado, from a young lady named Margaret. And she says, "Dear Don, I am so enjoying your show. My boyfriend purchased some flowers and some yellowtail wine and gave me a ring for our 2 years of being together. And he wanted you to know we are dancing on the music from your show." Margaret from Denver, Colorado. Oh, that is so sweet. He gave her a ring. I wonder if it was from Jarrett's or maybe Kay's or maybe some store. I guess. Now, that was pretty nice. See, I told you, romance is in the air. People are dancing to the music on my show. That was so sweet. He gave her a ring. I should say, hey, he gave her a ring from he went to Jarrett's. I guess that's what I could say. But anyway, think about that. They're dancing to the music on my show. Well, did I have to play something else slow for them so that they could do it? You could email me at McClure.Don@yahoo.com, and I'll try to read your emails while we're playing our beautiful music. And again, we're going to get another Angie Bofill. I kind of like her, and especially for the couple in Denver, Colorado. Keep on dancing and keep on being happy.
with you, girl. Can't believe you share my world, but it's real. And every time that I hold you close to me, forever's all that I can see. How it feels. See, I don't give a damn what my homies say. Don't matter anyway. See, I've never felt this way before. You leave a brother one more. I hate to see you go, even though I know when you're coming back. It's hard to breathe without you, girl, and baby, that's a fact. I know sometimes you have to leave, but I wish that you could stay. Every time you go away. From the very first time that I touched you, babe, couldn't find the words to say. You set me free. And every time that I kiss your lips, nothing ever tasted quite like this, or got so deep. See, I don't give a damn what my homies say, don't matter anyway. See, I never ever felt this way before. You always leave me one more. I hate to see you go, even though I know when you're coming back. It's hard to breathe without you, girl, and baby, that's a fact. I know sometimes you have to leave, but I wish that you could stay. Every time you go away, you're the sunshine of my day. You brighten up my eyes. You take a piece of me with you. Every time you say goodbye.
Love there. I bet you that brother had a hard time getting out the door to go to work. Oh, man, can you see him in the morning? She can't even get out the door to go to work. He's like, baby, just stay home. Just don't go. Wow, now that's some deep love. I mean, it's good to be that in love. Hey, I remember I dated somebody like that years ago. I mean, we could get in a two-seater. Her sister had a two-seater car. And when her sister would drop me off, she said, I don't care, I'll sit on the hump. I just want to be near my man. And I didn't say man, I said my man. But that's a deep love. That was Brian McKnight. He said, I don't give a damn what nobody say. Man, that's, you know he in love. Valentine's Day must be really good for him, man, because that's a, I like Brian. Brian, you ladies better find you a guy like that, boy. That's something else there, man. And you guys, you got to find a girl like that don't want you to even go to work. Can't stand it. You know, this is the Donis McClure Show, and I am enjoying myself on Valentine's Day, and people are dancing and giving up rings, and I got dinner invitations. Man, this is really a good Valentine's. I even got an email earlier, somebody said, hey, they wish they was here, and it would be Valentine's all crazy. I think that came in from my maid, but she already gave me a Valentine's. But you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I am enjoying my Valentine's better than I've enjoyed any Valentine's Day that I've had in a while. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, which is a public service announcement, we want you to take care of your heart so that you will be around for next year for Valentine's Day, and just to stay around so you can make your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your lovers, your family, make them happy. Take care of your heart.
Heart disease remains a leading killer of Americans and significantly affects the quality of life of countless others who have trouble doing even simple things they once enjoyed. I'm Jimmy Johnson, and like someone you probably know, I have heart disease. Today I'm doing what I love, spending time outdoors and with my family, talking football, and even competing on Survivor. But just a few short years ago, heart disease could have kept me from the sidelines. I couldn't let that happen. My whole career has been about hard work to achieve success. I knew there had to be a winning solution, and I talked to my doctor. Then, working with an interventional cardiologist, we decided on a stent to relieve my heart disease symptoms. I've never looked back. As a survivor, I'm urging you to talk to your doctor and know your risk, because your own health is more important than the biggest game. Learn about your heart disease, get proper treatment, and live well. For more information, visit secondscount.org.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started, my entire chest. Shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy, I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and I really want you to take care of that heart, because you can't give it away on Valentine's Day if you mess it up. So if you're smoking, stop. If you're not taking care of your weight, make sure you get more exercise and eat healthy. And no, I haven't eaten any more Spam. Actually, the stuff made me sick, so I definitely won't eat that anymore. I went back to eating healthy, and I actually feel a whole lot better, because after that Spam incident, I was truly ill, so no more Spam. And actually, I just had a taste for it. But tonight is romance night. And even if you just send somebody an email, a text, a card, or a hashtag, or whatever it is, just let them know you're thinking about them. Doesn't have to be always be totally in love, but just let somebody know that you like them, or that you think about them, or that they're a good friend of yours. And yes, women, you can give the guys Valentine's card. I get a lot of emails from guys saying the women always want to go out to dinner and they want to do this and want to do that, but they would like to have Valentine's cards. So see, my maid is right on time. She sent me a card and did everything. And again, you got to change up a little bit. Maybe you do some of the giving. Matter of fact, I think what I'm going to play next is this track. That was, again, from Dreamgirls. And a lot of times when you get into things that you're doing and maybe you've been going down the wrong road or a road you're confused on, then you think about, hey, I need to do some changing. And maybe if you do some changing, things will turn out better. So let's listen to Jennifer Hudson. And this is one I really like from the movie Dreamgirls. I mean, I really like this one. That was one of the best songs to me in the whole movie. But I'm changing. And I might even try to sing with that song. I know a lot of you say don't do it. My producer's waving his hands like, don't do it. Don't do it, Donnie.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing. Trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find. find a way to understand. But I need a hand. I am changing, seeing everything so clear.
My producer, he's just waving his hands over there like, oh man, that was a cut, a jam, a turn up. Tune up. Oh man, I'm not talking about cars, I'm talking about love, so that's a good thing. But that's a heck of a song. You have to admit, when I saw that in the movie and she sang that, I said, man, that girl there is bad. Then they flashed to the scene where she was in the club singing that. No wonder. Jennifer Hudson is just bad. That's a Chicago girl. And we're broadcasting tonight live from Chicago. Can you believe that? We just travel and travel and travel, and I have a great show. I mean, we only got 10 more minutes into the first hour. Can you believe that? Actually, 15. I told a story. So think about that. I mean, this is really, really a great Valentine's. And like I said, ladies, get your guys some roses. Get your guys some flowers. Make them some chocolate. Do something different for a change. Maybe buy some Victoria's. I guess you can get some secrets going on. But you know what? Enjoy the day and make him feel special too. Because a lot of times the guys want to make you feel special. But make him feel like he's in the relationship and that he's important to you. That's important because then that'll make the relationship last a little bit longer. I'm telling you, When I pulled these music tracks last night, I mean, I had worked on this all week to get really some good romantic songs. And I know my brother, he's married to, actually both of my brothers are married to really nice young ladies. And I know they're dancing in their apartments and houses with their wives and making goo-goo eyes. Why do I always say goo-goo eyes? God, I haven't heard that in some years. But anyway, they're probably steaming up somewhere by now. But anyway, look. Enjoy your day. Today is special, and not just this day. I know you guys get out there, and I know you give your ladies some flowers all the time, but today they want them because it's Valentine's Day, kind of like Sweetest Day. Hey, you know what? I think what I'm going to play next is my guy, and what he's talking about is what I write about in my books, how people want to be together, and sometimes they kind of drift off, and then they figure out that they need to come back, especially after they've been out there and they find out, hey, the grass was not greener on the other side. And they thought about it and they said, hey, he would rather be with this girl no matter if he was broke, if he didn't have no money, if he had to put his nose against the window and look inside the restaurant, like Gladys Knight said on one of her records. But think about this. Sometimes you get a little confused. And you have all these analysts on radio telling you what to do, but you figure it out. And if you need to play the song to get some courage or wisdom or whatever it is you need to do, sometimes songs can bring that to you. But I like this one because when I first heard this by Luther, and it is Black History Month, so it's good to play Luther because he's really a strong part of Black history. But this song here, when I first heard it riding in my car in my convertible, man, I couldn't get enough of this song. And I thought about all the little mistakes I probably made. But then I was speeding down the road anyway, so hit it in my convertible. And I really like this song. So, hey, let's listen to Luther Vandross. And maybe if you listen to the words in this song, really listen to the words, you might find a little message that you could write down and email it or send a note out or text it to your ex-girlfriend or wife that you're kind of having a little tit with. And it might straighten things out. Or, ladies, you might want to send this to your guy and say, you know, I apologize. I want you back. And I know you got a lot of pride, but sometimes you got to break that pride and come back. But let's listen to Luther and see. Ooh, somebody just threw a rock through my window. I'm not never coming back. Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway, let's listen to some Luther. I can't even get it to play. I'm acting so crazy. Luther, come on now.
I thought some time alone,
that was my producer fooling with the butt,
was what we really needed. You said the time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easier far. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. Ooh, yeah. And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. Got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not here. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies, so I'm here cause I found this one thing is true. That I'm nothing without you.
I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, who holds my heart. I can't blame you if you turn away from me like I've done to you. I can only prove the things I say with time. Please be
to be with me than to get paid a lot of money, but that's funny. And you know, my maid said the same thing. She'd rather stick with me. You know what? That's loyalty, and I'd like that. I really like that. So get a notepad, write those words down, and if you kind of messed up with somebody, send them that thing and tell them you'd rather be with them, even if they don't have no money, even if he lost his job, even if he couldn't get you the house and the car you really wanted. You might want to stick with him because you got his heart, and he really loves you, or she really loves you, and sometimes you got to quit messing up. But my producer say he'll stay. He say, Don, I don't care how much you pay me. Even if you don't pay me, he say, I'll stick with you no matter what. So that's loyalty and friendship, and that I do like. And my maid, yes, she's back. I've hired her again, and she's so happy. And actually, I play that song sometimes for her because she sticks with me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight it is Valentine's, and we've got 5 more minutes into the first hour, and then we will go into the second hour. And man, as I told you, time flies by. We're going to take another quick PSA, one that my friends in New York like, a public service announcement, and most of our announcements are about health, because I'm concerned about my fans and my audience, and I want you to stay healthy. I want you to be around for a while because I'm going to live to be about 800 years old, maybe even 900. I might even get a chance to see Moses. Who knows? But anyway, stay healthy. We're going to take this quick PSA, and we'll be back to Romance Night on February 14th, 2014. And I am really enjoying every song that I'm playing. But let's take this quick PSA.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
So make sure you stay healthy and control that, because I don't want you to have a stroke. And if you do, I want you to work your way back, because that's important to me, and I hope it's important to you. Now, you know, when I did my show before, as I told you, I wrote the book Romantic Images of You, but it was inspired by Arthur Prysock. And actually, the words were written by Walter Benton, who had a diary about a woman that he was in love with. And so it's only appropriate to play one of the tracks from that diary. It's an actual diary that some producers turned into music and sound, and the person saying the tracks is Arthur Prysock. He has one of the greatest voices in the world. And as I told people earlier, it was a long time ago. I was riding in my first car convertible, and when I heard this man say this poetry, I knew I wanted to write poetry and say it too, especially with the words on here. Ladies, if you've never heard this, I'm telling you, get it, make your guy remember it, and you'll hear something while you're laying in that bathtub with that oil and water, or you're taking a shower, or you got those candles in the living room, and you play this, I guarantee you, you'll think about, you know, if you're not in love, you need to be in love, and if you're in love, you're going to get more in love. But this track here, we're going to take a quick change and bring you Remembering However, and I want you to listen to the words in this. And actually, I know these words by heart. That's how much I like this poem. But this is Remembering However, When We Could Be Warm Together. He says, blindfolded, he could kiss 1,000 miles and know her lips. That's a heck of a lot of mouth kiss, I can tell you that. That's a strong kiss.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together. Kiss, though, with a cold. When even baby talk became you. Yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny. And everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail. Remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cut my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss 1,000 mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste sun-ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all eyes. And all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Now, I'm telling you, when I first heard that, and there's nothing strange about me, but when I first heard that, I said, man, I've got to learn how to say poetry like that. That was just phenomenal. So on Valentine's Day, maybe some of you guys need to get some poetry books and maybe practice up a little bit. You may be surprised at what may happen at your house or your apartment, at the restaurant, on the way to the restaurant, or on your way home after you drop off the kids at your mother's house, mother-in-law, and say, listen, they could stay here because this is Valentine's Day, and we're going to have it wang-dang-doola at our house. Man, that was just a beautiful track. We're going to speed it up a little bit with my favorite girl. We're going to go into the pop culture, and of course, I like pop music. Actually, I like all music. But we're into the first hour, and man, it zoomed by. We're going into the second hour, but this is a song that I play all the time. As a matter of fact, when I'm driving, and I usually play a lot of music when I'm driving, and people look over in my car and say, what is he over there just dancing away for? So when I first heard this track, I played it on my Facebook page, and they had a little cartoon version to it, and I just, oh man, I sent that all over to all 750 of my friends. But I like the song, and yes, I'm going to sing with it, so you just have to bear with me. Don't plug up your ears, but I love this song. It's a pop song, because we don't just have mature people listening to our show. We have all kinds of people listening to our show, young, old, middle-aged, whatever you want to call yourself. But a lot of people listen to the Don S. McClure Show. So I'm going to play my pop girl, Selena Gomez, and I like her a lot, and I like this song. And it's a pop culture song. So let's get Selena in here.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So humanity will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive.
And
I'd like to have somebody tell me that, Donnie, I love you like a love song, baby. Donnie, okay. Man, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Somebody love you like a love song. Wow. And she said, repeat, peep, 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 peep. I guess she was letting them know, I love you like a love song. So I guess there's a lot of us out there who love like a love song. You know, I really like that. And like I said, I used to play that all the time. So when I'm looking through my music, I went all the way to Korea, and I found this pop artist named My M-Y-Q, the letter Q. So he goes by My Q. And he put together some really nice tracks, and they're love songs. And basically, he hooked up with a young lady named Gong Hai-jin. She's born April 4th, 1980, and she is a South Korean actress. Well, they put together this song, and it's a duet, just like we have duets in the United States. They had duets. But it's so appropriate to play their style of love songs, because love is in the air all over the world, everywhere. And I want us to broaden our scope sometimes and don't always just play the music of the United States or just black music or white music or pop music. I want us to expand a little bit. And since it's romance night, and I found these two beautiful love songs, one is with this Korean artist named Gong Hao-jin, and she could really sing, and she's really pretty. She's a famous pop artist, as a matter of fact. So, again, I want you to open your minds up and just enjoy some love for today. And even if it's in a different language, just kind of float along with it. I think you'll really like this. We're into the second hour of the show. We're going to play My Q and Gong Cho-jin. I think that's how you say that. But the song is called Where Are You? And then we're going to play one by Q himself, which is an individual song. But this song here I like. It's called Where Are You? And it's from South Korea.
Yeah.
Hey, he got that. Now he got her. That's where are you? That's what they were saying. My producer asked, Don, what are they saying? I said, they're saying, where are you? That's a love song. And they say, I love the music. I love that. He said, I kind of didn't understand. That's my whole point about foreign languages. Sometimes we need to learn a little more. But actually, I could play that in my car and cruise. I really like that. That's from the selection from the album called Reaching the World. And it's actually by a gentleman named Mike Q and Gong Hong Chin. So, again, sometimes you may come over or get in my car and just say, man, you play a lot of different music. Let's listen to this track by Mike Q. Again, it's from Korea. It's called I Think I Love You. And when I heard this, again, because I have a whole library of music, I said, man, I've got to play this on my romance show because it's so pretty. And my producer did a thumbs up. He said, man, that was really good. I really like that. You got to have a change of pace sometimes if you want to broaden your horizon. And I like to broaden the horizon of my listening audience. So let's take a listen to My Q, which is M-Y, My Q, the letter Q. That's his name. And I think he's very talented. I Think I Love You is the name of the song. My maid is here. I do no dances with her right now. Man, let's get him away. It's not long. No, this is not maid. I'm just joking.
Thank you.
Producer gave me three thumbs up. He said, "Dad, that was nice." And that's the thing that I like about my music collection. I just go all over the globe picking out music, listening to it, and sharing it with my listening audience. We're going to go Latin in a minute because we're going to play my favorite recording artist in the whole wide world, Amaryllis Santiago. And I've learned how to say her name. And actually, we were giving away some of her CDs a couple of weeks ago. As a matter of fact, last week. So we're going to go into Amaryllis Santiago, and then we're going to play She Is Michelle by Gato Barbieri. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick public service announcement. We've only got 40 more minutes into the show. I told you that time flies by. But I guess being an international show, as I am, the one and only Don S. McClure, I guess the time would go by, and especially on a Friday night. And for lovers, you have got a lot of great music coming your way. So right after we do this PSA, we're going to come back, and we're going to go into our Latin part of the show with Amaryllis Santiago and Gato Barbieri. And they're going to take part in our what we call continual track section of the show. So we're going to play her song first, and then we're going to play his back to back. But before we do that, let's get to these phone books that you have, and if you've had it for a while and you don't have a new one, you need to trade it in. So we're going to go to our PSA on outdated phone books.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's just the bridesmaid's dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
So don't forget to get rid of those outdated phone books. Because my phone number's not in there now, because you got to get a new one. We're going to go to Amaryllis Santiago, my best friend. She is in the Philly area, and also Gato Barbieri, and I really like him. This is our what we call our long song track. We're going to play both of them back to back. So enjoy these, because this girl can really, really sing. And we don't mean sing, we mean sing.
Sometimes I know you want to leave. Sometimes you know I run from you, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But always something just keeps calling me back. I'm going to tell you what it is.
And that was our Latin part of the show. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And any of the CDs that you'd like to hear or receive, you can go to CD Baby or Amazon, send me an email, and I'll send you a list of the names. And I always believe that we should buy, not copy, not bootleg, but buy the artist's music because you help support them. And you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and order my books. I have 6 books on the market. I'm working on one more, and one is a romantic comedy that I'm working on, but I truly write some great books, and you'll love a lot of the love stories, especially romantic images of you. We've got 20 more minutes into the show. Boy, this time flies by. One time we played a young lady that I like, and people say they had never heard of her singing one of the tracks that I'm going to play. Now, Vanessa Williams is somebody that I do like. And when I played the track, I got so many responses about playing it again. So I thought I'd add it to our romance night for lovers. And I think we're going to do that every third Friday in the month. I think we'll just turn it into Lover's Lane or Lover's Walk or Lover's Somebody. And you can get your tissues and cry and call your boyfriend, girlfriend, or tell him you miss him, tell him you don't miss him, I don't know. Play something really good or something bad, but I think we'll do that every third Friday. We'll turn that into Lover's Night and see if we can get some music for some people to dance. And like I said, congratulations to Margaret that her boyfriend gave her a ring. And just think about it. It wasn't for an engagement. It was for the 2 years they had been together. Man, and that's nice. They've been together 2 years. I guess they're getting serious. And he gave her a ring. I don't know what kind of ring it was. And I don't even know if he went to Jarrett's. But that was a really nice thought. That was a happy Valentine's Day. And I'm sure she gave him something really nice. Maybe some Victoria's. Who knows? But again, Valentine's Day is for a day for you to feel good and reminisce about the loves you had. Think about the ones you got. Think about the ones you will get. Think about the ones you want to get. So it's a whole lot of thinking that we do on Valentine's Day. But we're going to go into Vanessa Williams because, again, we play the best music in the world. And I do have one of the best radio shows on the Internet. You can hear me in all the states in the United States, Puerto Rico, Canada, and all over the continent, North Continent, West Continent, whatever the continent is, Africa, Puerto Rico, Portugal, wherever. You could hear the Don S. McClure Show. That must truly be amazing to know that people are walking around with iPhones and iPads and laptops, and on a Friday night, close to 11,000 people are listening to my show. I think that's phenomenal. That was my girl, Amaryllis Santiago, and then we played Gato Barberi. That was our Latin section. So let's listen to Vanessa Williams. I think you're really going to like this track. We got 18 more minutes to go into the show on your favorite, the Don S. McClure Show.
You are everything, everything. Oh, you are everything, everything. Oh, you are. It was you.
You are, you are. Everything, everything. Oh, okay. I told you my producer died. The show is back on, okay? I'm like, yeah, okay. But, hey, I really like that. You are, you are. Wouldn't that be nice if I to tell you everything? You are everything. That's nice there. I mean, that was really nice. Because I am everything. And I know people think I think a lot of myself. And yes, I do. We got 13 more minutes into the show. We're going to move to our track that we were supposed to play last week and we didn't get a chance to. But it's by Harold Melvin featuring Sharon Page. And I really like that track because we played one that was by Mickey Howard from Chicago. And everybody knows I love some Mickey Howard. So I felt that we needed to play the song that originally got that track started when it was Harold Melvin. And I think Teddy Pendergrass is singing on the track. So we know how far back that was. But Sharon Page was featured. And she did a great job on the song. And again, this is Lover's Night. So get your pillow, get your warm blanket, get some wine. I know I got some wine in the studio I'm drinking. And yes, I drink Yellowtail. I love it. They have a Moscato that is really nice. So I could use that for a birthday gift if you decide to get me one, I guess. But anyway, Sharon Page was really good. So let's listen to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes singing this special song that Mickey Howard did. And I like either one of them, so.
About you, girl, chills run up and down my spine, and if my wish would come true, girl, I'd be with you all the time. All around
sang that with a lot of spirit and emotion. That's Hope We Could Be Together Soon. And, you know, like I said, I played one where a guy just, he couldn't stand for his wife to get up and go to work. He knew she had to go, and he missed her anyway. He told her that all day. He couldn't wait till she got home. And here's another song where a writer's saying, I hope that we could be together soon. I think they're dating guys that are out of town or working real hard to build careers and stuff, and they miss them. That's what the song's all about. They just miss their man or they miss their woman, and they want to be with them. So those are really, really good things for Valentine's Day. So if you're out of town or if you're in the service and you can't get back home, get on that Skype and play some of that music. Play the Don S. McClure Show and sing some of those songs to them. You know, I used to like to go to karaoke a lot, and that was when I had fun with friends of mine. We'd get up there and we'd clown and sing romantic songs. And maybe somebody should have did a Valentine's karaoke show. Well, then you could have got out off your chest what you wanted to say. And I think so many people are scared to tell a person, hey, I really like you, or I really want you, or I really miss you, or I really care about you. You know, and Valentine's makes them say, you know what, I need to make sure I tell them that. That's why Hallmark does a great business. And really, that's why a lot of people buy my books. We're going to play something by Angie Bofill, a track that I'm sure a lot of you never heard. It's called Black Angel. And I really liked Angela Bofill. I mean, I thought she was a superb singer. And a lot of times I try to play music that people haven't heard all the time. So we're getting close to the end of the show. So I want to play Black Angel because that's a track that also I had intended on playing on one of my shows. And during our two-hour stint, I get a chance to play it. So if you want to go look this up on CD Baby, you can. It's called Black Angel. Let's get into that track. And it's going to be closer to the last track that I play before I leave. Our 2 hours will be up. But this is by Angie Bofill, Black Angel.
Making sure that everything was all right. I woke up in a cold pool of sweat, thinking it was a dream. Something happened I will never forget. Things weren't what they seemed. To set me free, a black angel.
ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be it for me. Happy Valentine's. I want to send a shout-out to the special, special person in my life. And I want to do some begging before I get off the radio. I think I'm going to play a begging song before I leave. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day. And as I said, have a good weekend. We got two more minutes into the show, so you know I'm going to play my last track. And I'm going to say my favorite ending. I want you to enjoy life because that's all you have. And again, think about that Valentine, ladies. Get the guys something this time. Do something nice for them. Don't always expect something for you. Give the guys something. Sometimes Valentine's needs to be for the guys. So I'm going to play this begging song by Brian McKnight, and we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you next Friday at 7 p.m. for our one-hour show. And my producer is giving me the signal that you can stay on for another minute. But I got 90 seconds, so I'm going to play my man Brian McKnight, and he can beg for me. Go and beg, Brian. I might even sing along with this song when it goes off. Because every time my baby goes away, oh, Lordy, I can't stand it. I got tears in my eyes. Todd, get off the radio. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Every time that I'm with you, girl, can't believe you share my world, but it's real. And every time that I hold you close to me, forever's all that I can see, how it what my homies say, don't matter anyway. See, I've never felt this way before. You leave a brother one more. I hate to see you go, even though I know when you're coming back. It's hard to breathe without you, girl, and baby, that's a fact. I know sometimes you have to leave, but I wish that you could stay. Every time you go away, from the very first time that I touched you, babe, couldn't find the